ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनाभवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। नौ इन् दिस् प्रथमावल्ली आफ् द्वितीय अध्याय आफ् मुण्डक सारी आफ् कठोपनिषत् वि अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् दट् ईश्वरः इस् नथिङ्ग् बट् दि टैटल् आट्रिब्यूटेड् टु दि फार्म्लेस् आट्रिब्यूट्लेस् रियालिटी इम्प्लैड् बै द टर्म् ब्रह्म. And Ishvara again is when the same attributeless reality, Brahma, Nirgunam Brahma, is looked upon as Sagunam Brahma, Ishvara's status is attributed. When you look at the reality with its power, then the title given is Antaryam Ishvara. And in that power itself is looked upon as what? That unmanifested power, undifferentiated power is nothing but the unmanifest condition of the universe. And when you see the subtle powers of every individual, subtle powers, subtle aspects obtaining within the gross physical body of the individual, or adhyatma vishayaha, like jnanendriyani, karmendriyani, pancha pranaha of individual, adhyatma, anything pertinent to individuals called adhyatma. The same individual powers seen as the total powers, totality of the individual powers, each power is looked upon as devata. So there are many devatas. All the devatas together constitute Ishvara. Then all the devatas are nothing but totality of powers, individual powers. And that the individual powers do not exist outside of the total powers, devatas. Indriyani do not exist independent of the devatas. And devatas constitute Ishvara. Because all the individual powers and the devatas enjoy existence, become conscious, sentient, become functional only because of the manifestation of consciousness. And that formless consciousness manifested, identified, associated with subtle forms alone is looked upon as Hiranyagarbheshwara. Again, and only when subtle powers become functional, then the perception and the knowledge of the gross universe is possible. That is how the gross universe can have the status of being existent. The gross world of objects, five gross external world of fivefold objects, can have the status of being existent only when it is known and becomes known. It is illumined through the perception of perception. Therefore, the external world is dependent on the perception, the sense organs to become the known, thereby to have status of being existent. Without the subtle aspects, the gross universe can never have independent existence. Therefore, the gross universe is later on said to be created by the Hiranyagarbha. Who is Hiranyagarbha? All the subtle powers in the totality form devatas. All the devatas together constitute Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is said to be the creator of the universe, the gross universe. Because the gross universe doesn't have independent existence outside of Hiranyagarbha. And the same reality the formless abstract reality, attributeless reality, Brahma, when manifested and identified, associated with gross forms, gross manifestation, looked upon as Virat. Therefore, Virat Ishwaraha, Hiranyagarbha Ishwaraha, Antaryami Ishwaraha, or nothing but three different functional names of only Ishwara. And the Ishwara is just the title, qualification attributed to the formless, attributeless, abstract reality implied by the term Brahma. The understanding, let us enter into this mantra. We read the eighth mantra last class. There we are seeing the Virat Ishwara. And Virat is not directly mentioned here. The symbol of Virat Ishwara, the altar for Virat Ishwara is Agnihi. Which Agnihi here? Agnihi, the fire element, which remains as the fire which is kindled to perform rituals. Yaga Agnihi. The Yaga Agnihi also, before the offering oblations, kindling the fire has been produced for which Arani is used. Aranihi is the two Aranis, upper Arani and the lower Arani, are the wooden containers, which are, when they are used, means when the one Arani is churned within the other, the friction causes the fire. That is how the fire should be produced to perform a ritual. And within that wooden Aranis, the fire remains unmanifested, undifferentiated. That's because the fire is not seen in the wood, not available for our sight. We cannot, because we do not see the fire in the wood through our physical eyes, we cannot decide the fire is non-existent. So non-availability of fire for our sight should not be mistaken for non-existence of the fire. Okay, that's one thing. See here, and the fire is there. That fire is highly revered and protected. Why? Because it symbolizes Virat Ishwara. Aranyoho nihitaha jatavedaha garbinihi subhrutaha garbhaiva subhrutaha. Highly protected and revered, just as the fetus is protected by pregnant women. And that Agni Virat is Virat Agnihi jagrudvadbihi havishmadbihi manishyebihi dive ityaha. It is to be worshipped, revered by people of performance of rituals, havishmadbihi, and also people who are meditative with focused attention. Jagruvad means the person of focused attention with the alertness. Protected, this is literal meaning you have seen. You have to see the Bhashyam, correct? Okay. Yaha adhiyajnaha. Don't forget here the fire, the digestive fire. Jatar agnihi. Jatare vidyamanaha agnihi. The digestive fire obtaining in the stomach of every individual being. And that fire is the adhyatmam, the fire pertaining to the individual. The same fire when looked upon as the fire hidden in the Aranis, which is produced, which is brought into manifestation, which is used for performing rituals, serves as an altar for the Virat Ishwara. Who is Virat? Vividham Rajate iti Virat. The one who alone shines as everything in this external gross universe, which is perceptible through five different sense organs as five different objects in five different forms. So everything is, when you say Agnihi is Virat, what it means is, Agnihi stands for Virat Ishvara, means every, the, all the form, all the light, the sources of light, the forms and forms which shine in the reflecting light, which shine in the light, and the sounds, the colors, the tastes, the smells, that is everything. Everything here is Virat Ishvara. There's no world other than Virat. There's no gross universe. There's only Virat Ishvara. Macrocosmic being, Paramatma. There's no subtle universe. It's only Hiranyagarbheshwara. There is no unmanifested universe. There's only Antaryamishvara. Who is Antaryamishvara? Who is Hiranyagarbheshwara? Who is Virateshwara? There are three different names of the only reality, only truth, in keeping with the difference in three upadis. If Maya is the upadi, the attributeless, formless reality, Brahma, gets the title of Antaryamishvara. And the same reality gets the title of Hiranyagarbheshwara when identified with the subtle factors which form the individual subtle factors and the subtle devatas. And the same reality, when again identified with, associated with the gross perceptible forms which constitute the gross universe, you've given the title, the Virateshwara. Okay. Now that Virat alone is invoked here as Agnihi. Okay. Which Agnihi? Agnihi, which is used in performing the rituals, which is used to offer oblations as the carrier of the oblations, which is produced by churning the Arani. That Agni stands for Virateshwaraha. Okay. Thus we hear Yodhi Yajnaha. Yodhi Yajnaha means what? Yodhi Yajna Uttaradhara Uttaradhararanyoho Nihitaha. Okay, let me say it. Yaha Adhi Yajnaha. Yodhi Yajna. We split and understand as what? Yaha Adhi Yajnaha. Adhi Yajnaha means what? Anything pertaining, the word Adhi. Adhi is not a word. Adhi is just a part which is used. It implies pertaining to. Adhi Yajnaha Agnihi means the Agnihi pertaining to, associated with the performance of ritual is Adhi Yajnaha. Yaha Adhi Yajnaha Agnihi, the fire element which is associated with, which is pertaining to the ritual, the performance of a Vedic ritual, is Adhi Yajnaha. And that is Uttara Adhara Aranyoho Agnihi Nihitaha. That Agni which remains hidden, which is placed, which is located in the Arani, the wooden article, specific wooden articles, the upper one and the lower one, which are used to churn in certain way to produce fire. Uttara Adhara Aranyoho Nihitaha. This Agnihi, this fire, which is specifically used or kindled for performing rituals, for offering oblations, is kept located, what, hidden in the wooden, specific wooden articles known as Aranis, upper Arani and lower Arani. So Nihitaha means what? Sthitaha. The fire obtaining in the lower and upper Aranis. Now Jata Vedaha, Jatavedaha is one of the names of fire. Jatavedaha means another name of Agnihi, Agnihi. Punaha, again, Sarva Havisham Bhokta, very nice. I told you already, Agre Nayati Ahutihi Iti Agnihi. The fire is called Agnihi because that which carries all the oblations to the devatas. But here, Sarva Havisham Bhokta. The enjoyer, eater, consumer of all the oblations. Havish means oblation. Havish, possessive plural form is what? Havisham. Sarvesham Havisham Bhokta. The enjoyer, eater, consumer, carrier of all the oblations. Adhyatmam cha. Okay. Adhyatmam cha. Here, Adhyatmam means what? Adhyat. Anything pertaining to the individual is called Adhyatmam. Anything pertaining to Devata is called Adhidaivam. Anything pertaining to the elements is Adhibhutam. Anybody to rituals called Adhiyajna. So, Adhi, Adhyatmam. Adhyatmam means what? The fire pertaining to an individual. Individual human being, individual living being. The Adhyatmam. What is the fire here? The fire pertaining to an individual is the fire obtaining as the digestive fire in the stomach. Other called Jataragnihi, otherwise called Vaishwanaraha. Vaishwanaraha or Jataragnihi is nothing but the fire, same fire element pertaining to a soul and individual obtaining as the digestive fire known as Jataragni or Vaishwanaraha is Adhyatmam. And which is there as what? The enjoyer of the oblation. The eating itself is looked upon as yajna. For us in Vedic culture, when we are eating, we are supposed to talk. You're not supposed to have any unnecessary thoughts, unwanted thoughts. Okay, we don't think, talk about anything unwanted, useless things. Or we should have entertained good thoughts, and we must focus on what we are eating and relish the taste of every bit we are eating. Then rasanendriyam should be functional. The focus must be rasanendriyam that we can relish the taste. All through all the taste buds. So we are very attentive in the act of eating because it is a yajna. It's our form of worship. Why it is form of worship? Because the food is eaten, the food is offered unto the devatas. Okay, devatas in the form of pranaha, apanaha, vyanaha, samanaha, udanaha. The devatas alone are in the form of five physiological functions, and we are offering pranayaswaha, apanayaswaha, jnanayaswaha, samanayaswaha, udanayaswaha, brahmaneswaha. Where through this, ultimately, the food is offered unto Bhagavan only. In the form of you, okay? The offered unto Paramatma. Therefore, it is say, it is a yajna, it's a worship. That is why the food eaten also is looked upon as havish. If the eating, the act of eating is a ritual, the food eaten, it becomes what? Havish. So we can say, Sarva Havisham Bhokta. So the Agni, the Agni which serve as the care of oblations is also the enjoyer of oblations, consumer of oblations, and the Jataragni is also consumer of oblation of food. Adhyatmam cha. That fire, yogi bihi means by whom? By those people who are given to the discipline of meditation, practice of meditation. Yogi means a disciplined person given to the practice of given discipline. Yoga itself means discipline. Therefore, yogi bihi, by those who are given to the discipline of the practice of meditation, by such people, who meditate upon Virat Ishwaram, this fire, Virat, must be revered, protected, revered. How? Garbha iva garbini bihi antarvartni bihi antarvatni bihi garbhini bihi garbhaha iva. Just as the feet is protected by the pregnant women who have fetus in them, how agarhita annapana bhojanadina, agarhita annapana bhojanadina. Agarhita annapana bhojanadina, agarhita annapana bhojanadina, yatha garbha subhrutaha. Just as the fetus is well looked after, well taken care of, well protected by the pregnant women. How do they protect? By avoiding, they not eating the prohibited food and water. They eat only what is prescribed. The food and drink, they eat only the food which is prescribed for them. They drink only what is prescribed for them. They avoid eating and drinking what is prohibited. Agarhita annapana bhojanadina means what? By eating and drinking bhojana adina, annapana bhojanadina. By drinking and eating the food which is not prohibited, which is not prevented. It means they eat only what is prescribed for them. They avoid what is prohibited for them. Because what is good for them is recommended. What is not good for the fetus, they avoid. They may want to eat, the tongue may want to eat so many things. But still, oh, what is not good for the baby, they will not eat. What is not, oh, I feel like eating that. Doctor says, no, it's not good for your baby. They will not eat. They feel like drinking something. Doctor says, no, it's not good for the baby. They will not drink. Which means they manage their desires. They may feel like eating and drinking many things. They may feel like the tongue may want these things. They may like the taste of many things. But they will not eat, they will not drink if something is prohibited for them. They will eat even if they don't like to eat something, certain things are well. Some medicines are very, very bitter, not good. Still they eat, they drink. Why? Because it's good for the baby. That's what agarhita annapana bhojanadina. By consuming food, by drinking liquids which are not prohibited, they protect the fetus with utmost care. Subhrutaha. So the fetus is protected by them, well taken care of by them, by garbhinis, pregnant women. Similarly, by the people who are given to the discipline of practice of meditation also, this Viradeshwaraha, who is invoked here in the form of, Agnihi, used in performing rituals, and the Agni obtaining as the digestive fire, otherwise called the Jatragni, Vaishvanara, they protect. And what? They revere. Agni is revered by meditators. So, Subhrutaha, Sushtubhrutaha, Subhrutaha. Sushtu means samyak, bhrutaha, well maintained, well looked after, well taken care of, well supported. Where loke in this word. Iva means itam in this, iva means just as, like that, itam in this manner. Iva is equal to itam. Itam means in this manner. Ittameva, ittam, evam vartik bihi, yogi bihi cha, evam vartik bihi, yogi bihi cha, subhrutaha ityetat. So this Viradeshwaraha, in the form of Yaga Agnihi, in the form of Vaishwanara Agnihi, also is protected with reverence. Kincha, further or moreover, Dive is Vedic expression. Actually, Diva means day, which is an indeclinable word. You can't, Dive means what? Vedic expression. Ahani. Ahan means actually day. Ahani. Ahanyahani. Ahani means what? Every day after day. Idyaha. Idyaha means what? Stutyaha. Stutyaha means what? Should be worshipped, should be glorified, should be praised. Vandyahacha should be bowed to. So this Agni should be praised, worshipped, and bowed to. By whom? Karmibhihi. Karmibhihi means what? By people who are given to the discipline of performing rituals. See, everything is a discipline here. Karmi means, in Tamil, Karmi means kanjus, okay? Miser. But your karmi is the person who is given to the discipline of performing a ritual. Performing a ritual means worshipping. Performance of ritual is a Vedic form of worship through which we express our gratitude to Bhagavan in the form of devatas, acknowledging their contribution for our well-being. So we offer oblations into the fire. For what? Not to turn them into coals. No, we are people. When they perform rituals, they do with great reverence, because performance of a Vedic ritual is a yajna, a yagaha, is a form of worship. Kindling the fire, offering oblations is for invoking the grace of a given devata, which means it's a worship. What is worship? The symbolic act of offering, through which we express our gratitude to Bhagavan in the form of devatas for all that they give us to live our life peacefully, for all that we enjoy to live our lives. So, karmi means the person who is given to the discipline of performing ritual, who is given to the discipline of worshipping every day, thoughtfully, consciously, gratefully worshipping Bhagavan is a discipline. And here, karmi bihi, by those people who are given to the discipline of performance of ritual, yogi bihi. And yogi bihi, again, yogi bihi, by those people who are given to the discipline of practice of meditation, this Viradeshwara in the form of Agni, in the form of this Yaga Agni, should be praised, worshipped, bowed to by karmis and yogis when Adhvare. Karmi bihi, yogi bihi cha, Adhvare. Adhvare means during the performance of ritual, and hridayecha, in one's own mind also. In the mind, Viradeshwara, in the form of యాగాగ్ని, జఠరాగ్ని షుడ్ బి వర్షిప్డ్ ప్రైస్డ్ బౌడ్ టు ఇన్ ది మైండ్ అండ్ ఆల్సో డ్యూరింగ్ ది పర్ఫార్మెన్స్ ఆఫ్ రిచువల్ అధ్వరే హృదయే చ. జాగృవద్భిహి మీన్స్ వాట్? జాగృవద్భిహి మీన్స్ జాగరణశీలవద్భిహి. జాగరణం శీలం ఏషాం తే జాగరణశీలాః ఆర్ జాగరణశీలవంతః. జాగరణశీలవంతః తైహి జాగరణశీలవద్భిహి. దోస్ హు హ్యావ్ ది వర్చ్యూ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ అలర్ట్. The people, those have the virtue of being alert. Being alert itself is a virtue. Being alert means being conscious, being thoughtful, not being mechanical. It means being alert, being conscious, being thoughtful means what? Being also discriminative. If you are mechanical, you may be confused, you may not have viveka. If you are not making, you are thoughtful, you are conscious, you are alert means you must be in this, we must be discriminative also. Therefore, jagrane shila vadbihi apramattaihi. So pramattaha means deluded. Apramattaihi, those who are not deluded, by those who are not deluded. It means those who are discriminate, those who have the discriminative understanding. Okay, so by those people, jagrana shilavadbihi apramattaihi iti etat. So, these karmis, people who are given to the discipline of performing rituals, or people who are given to the discipline of practice of meditation, during the performance of ritual, also in, you know, in the mind, such people must be highly conscious, highly alert. People must have that understanding. Such people. Okay. Havishvadbihi. Havish means oblation. Havishman means what? The one who has the Havish in his hand. One who is holding the oblation in his hand. So oblation means what? Ajadimadbihi. Ajam means ghee. Ghee melted in the sunlight. Butter melted in the sunlight becomes ajam, the ghee. So ajyadimadbihi means what? The performance of rituals. People who are given to the performance of rituals hold, have in their hands what? Oblations such as ghee, etc. By such people, so by performance people who are given to the discipline of performance of rituals, thereby who hold oblations such as ghee, etc. in their hands. Okay, those people. Havishmadbihi ajyadimadbihi. Ajyadimadbihi. Ghee is the only oblation. Ajyadimadbihi. Those people who are endowed with different oblations such as ghee, etc. Dhyana bhavana vadbihi cha. And not only by the performance of rituals, also dhyana bhavana vadbihi. And people who are given to the discipline of entertaining the thoughts pertaining to Viradishwara, for given to the discipline of practice of meditation. Dhyana bhavana vadbihi cha. Manushyebihi. Manushyebihi is a chandasa prayoga, Vedic usage. We should take it as in conventional language. Manushyehi. By human beings who are given to the discipline of practice of meditation, who are given to the discipline of performance of rituals, who are endowed with oblations such as ghee, etc., and who endowed with the thoughts pertaining to Viradeshwara, the meditation. By such people, Agnihi, This Agnihi, Agni Bhagavan, who symbolizes Virat, the whole of the universe, gross manifestation, Agni, which remains placed in the Aranis and which manifests itself during because the friction of the friction caused by the caused in the Arani, which is used for performing rituals, which remains as the Jatra Agni in the individual, that Agni must be revered and protected with the tremendous reverence, bowed to, worshipped, praised with the reverence. Etadvai tat. And who is this here? That Viradeshwara. Viradeshwara means what? The essential nature of the entirety of the gross manifestation, gross universe. The truth of the entity of the gross universe is attributeless, formless reality, Brahma. That Brahma, the truth of the entity of the gross universe is nothing but the truth obtaining as the truth of I, the truth of the individual, obtaining the nearest self, this. Nothing but Prakritam Brahma. Etadvai tat. Tadeva Prakritam. Etadvai tat means what? Tadeva Prakritam Brahma. The truth of the Virat, the Swarupa of the Virat, essential nature of the gross manifestation is also nothing but the essential nature of the individual, the Swarupa of the individual obtaining as this nearest self, the truth of I. With this, the eighth mantra is over. So what is the lesson here? What is the teaching here? The gross universe we experienced during the waking state, only when they're awake, only in the waking state, the external, I would not use the word external, the gross universe of gross forms, names and functions, perceptible through five sense organs, this gross universe also does not exist independently outside of other than the attributeless, formless reality, Brahma. Because that absolute reality, ultimate truth, abstract, subtlest, formless, pure knowledge, pure awareness, pure consciousness, implied with the term Brahman alone, as the Lord of the gross universe, as Viradeshwara, lends existence to the gross universe. Therefore, Brahman, Nirgunam Brahma is not Viradeshwara. But there cannot be Viradeshwara without Brahma. There cannot be Virat, the truth of the gross universe. There cannot be the gross universe without Brahma. Virat is Brahma. But Brahman is not Virat. Means the attributeless, formless reality implied by the term Brahman is not Virat. Similarly, that Brahman is not Hiranyagarbheshwara. Brahman is not Antaryamishwara. But Antaryamishwara is Brahma. Hiranyagarbha is Brahma. Virat is Brahma. Because all the three are three functional names of only Ishwara. Ishwara is Brahma. Brahman is not Ishwara. Which means Ishwara's status is Mithya. Ishwara is nothing but Brahma. Brahman is absolutely real. Brahman alone is absolute reality, ultimate truth. All this Ishwara status is Mithya. All three different names attributed to Ishwaras are also mithya. Names are mithya. The status is mithya. But Ishwara, you don't say Ishwara is not mithya. Okay? Ishwara's status attributed is mithya. But Ishwara is none other than nothing but Brahma. Satyam Brahma. Okay. Now enter to the ninth mantra. See, Hiranyagarbha or Brahma is always said to be this Jagat's Srishtikarta, creator of the universe. So Hiranyagarbha is not the creator of the universe. Because there is no creator, there is no creation, there is only manifestation. But still, Hiranyagarbha is given the qualification of being the creator. Why? Because only when the Hiranyagarbha is there, first Hiranyagarbha has to come into manifestation. Only after the manifestation of Hiranyagarbha alone, the Virat manifestation is possible. What does it mean? The gross universe can be brought into manifestation. The gross universe can have the status of being existent, can enjoy existence only when it becomes the known. The gross universe has the status of being the existent only when it becomes the known. When the universe remains unknown, when the gross universe, gross manifestation, the gross universe remains unknown, it is as good as non-existent. When the gross universe is unknown, also it's existent, but it is as good as non-existent. Why? Because the gross universe does not exist for the one who is asleep, which means the gross universe is as good as non-existent. It loses the status of being existent when it is not known. Therefore, in order to have the status of being the existent, the universe, to enjoy existence, the gross universe should become the known. For the gross universe to become the known, it must be perceived. The five gross universe of fivefold objects obtaining in five different forms as Shabda Sparsha Rupa Rasa Gandha should be perceived. I mean, the perception should take place. For the perception should take place, there must be instruments of perception, functional instruments of perception. And if functional instruments of perception become functional, become conscious and sentient only because of the manifestation of consciousness. Therefore, without the instruments of perception, the instrument of perception can become functional. The perception can take place only when they're backed by the mind, functional, conscious, sentient mind. Therefore, the mind must be functional, sense organs must be functional, the pranas must be functional, only then all subtle instruments, internal instruments of knowledge, external instruments of knowledge, instruments of actions, physiological functions, all of them must be happening or functioning. Only then the perception is possible. The world can become the known. The world can enjoy the status of being existent. Therefore, the existence of the gross universe is dependent on the existence and the function of the subtle factors. Subtle factors alone form what? Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbheshwara is involved all into subtle factors. Therefore, the Hiranyagarbha is said to, from the standpoint of the gross universe, is looked upon as the creator of the gross universe. From the standpoint, the gross universe, which is dependent on the function of subtle aspects, Hiranyagarbha is looked upon as the creator of the gross universe. So without the subtle factors, their existence, their becoming conscious and sentient, without them becoming functional, gross universe will remain covered in darkness of ignorance, will be as good as non-existent. Therefore, always, even for the subtle aspects to become, to have a sense of being existent, to become functional, to become sentient, conscious, there must be manifestation of knowledge, for which the power of Bhagavan's power, knowing power Maya, must undergo change to become manifest. Understand? Therefore, for Antaryami Ishvara, Mayavi Ishvaraha, Maya Shaktiman Ishvaraha is the source of creation, origin of creation, we say. And from that, subtle has to manifest. So Antaryamishvara does not, from Antaryamishvara, the gross universe does not become created directly. Only through the subtle manifestation called Hiranyagarbha. And here, Antaryamishvara, Hiranyagarbha, Viradishvara, all three are three different functional names of only Ishvara, only Bhagavan. What is the difference? The difference is in Upadis. Maya is the Upadi, Sukshma Prapancha is the Upadi, then Sthula Prapancha is the Upadi. That's all. Jagat is the Upadi for Ishvara. Without Jagat, what is Ishvara? If we look at the reality, Ishvara without the Upadis, Ishvara is none other than, Ishvara is just the title, Ishvara none other than the pure, abstract, formless, attributeless reality, which is of the nature of pure knowledge, pure awareness, pure consciousness, which is of the nature of limitlessness, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, they were implied by the term Brahman or Atma. Okay. Understanding, let us see here again. So, again Upanishad talks about the Hiranyagarbha. Why? Because Hiranyagarbha is very important. Without the phenomenon called Hiranyagarbha, who is nothing but a concept which constitutes what? The totality of subtle aspects. All subtle aspects, totality of pranas, totality of indriyani, karmendriyani, jnanendriyani, and totality of buddhi, totality of manas. Samashti manaha, samashti buddhihi, samashti pranaha, samashti indriyani. Samashti is what? Samashti of each power is devata. Samashti of devatas is Ishvara. Without that, come on, gross, objective universe will never have the existence. Therefore, that is this explained here, how the role of Hiranyagarbha, Ishvara, is discussed in this ninth mantra. Kincha. Moreover, the Upanishad says that even though the absolute formless abstract reality Brahma is endowed with the power of the total power, omnipotency known as Maya, omnipotency, the total power of knowing is what? The power, potency of Bhagavan. With this total omnipotency, Maya, Bhagavan is called Shaktiman Ishwaraha. Still, that directly the Maya does not become manifest as Stula Prapancha. Maya undergoes a change, there becomes manifestation of knowledge, and thereby subtle aspects become conscious, sentient, functional, Satyalinguas alone become manifested. And through Satyalinguas, subtle manifestation alone, gross universe later on is brought into manifestation. That is discussed here. Yatas chodeti. Yatas, are you all with me? Okay. Yatas chodeti suryostam yatra cha gacchati. Yatas chodeti suryostam yatra cha gacchati. Tam deva sarve arpitas tadunatyeti kaschana. Yetadvaitat. Yatas chodeti suryostam yatra cha gacchati. Yatas chodeti suryostam yatra cha gacchati. Tandeva sarve arpitas tadunatyeti kaschana. Yetadvaitat. Okay. Yataha cha udeti. Yataha. From whom? Because of whom? Yataha means from whom? Because of whom? Because of whose presence? Because of whose existence? Because of whose function alone? Udeti. Yataha cha udeti rises. Who rises? Suryaha. So Suryaha stands for the gross for physical forms. All the gross physical opaque forms shine, become revealed, enjoy the status of being existent. Okay, in the presence of sun, therefore sun, Suryaha, the source, the self-luminous body, the source of light, which in whose presence the entire world of opaque material physical forms come to light, stands for the entity of the gross forms, names and functions. So, yataha cha udeti Surya, and because of whom, whose presence, whose function, from whom, Suryaha udeti, sun rises. Yatra cha astam gacchati, and where the sun sets. Astam gacchati means sun goes to set. Means what? Sun sets. From where the sun rises, and then where the sun sets, is that another than Hiranyagarbheshwara. Hiranyagarbha only. What does it mean? The entirety of the gross universe is brought into manifestation, lent existence, enjoys the status of being existent, becomes perceived, becomes known, becomes enjoys to become existent only because of Hiranyagarbha, obtaining in the form of old devatas, the subtle powers, subtle functions. Therefore, sarve devaha tam arpitaha. They said the mantra is sentence of the mantra is not very complete, but we have to understand. Sarve devaha tam arpitaha. Therefore, all the devatas. Sarve deva means all the presiding deities. Sarve devaha, all presiding deities. All adhishtana devatas, all gods, tam arpitaha. Arpitaha means are offered unto that. All devatas are offered unto that. Means what? All the devatas are dependent on Hiranyagarbha. All the devatas are dependent on Hiranyagarbha means every devata forms a part of Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha stands for all the devatas put together is what? Hiranyagarbheshwara, Ishwara. The totality, individual power is Indriyam. Totality of power is called Devata. And the totality of Devatas is Ishwara. Therefore, individual power is dependent on Devata. Devata is dependent on Ishwara. The Samashti. Vyashti is dependent on Samashti. Samashti is not dependent on Vyashti. The individual is dependent on the total. Total is not dependent on the individual. Therefore, what means is all the devatas are dependent on that Hiranyagarbha, Ishwara. Because they all form part of Ishwara. And then, and from that Hiranyagarbha alone, Yatahacha, Surya Udeti. From whom alone sun rises, Yatracha. And in whom, in which alone, astam gacchati, sun sets. Which means, nakaschana atyeti, kaschana tat u na atyeti, kaschana na atyeti. Something, a someone, does not go beyond that. Atyeti means goes beyond. Na atyeti means does not go beyond. That means what? Nothing goes beyond. That means that Hiranyagarbha is beyond everything. Beyond all the devatas, all the indriyani. Therefore, nothing goes beyond it. And that hero is the Hiranyagarbha. That Hiranyagarbha is none other than the qualification, nothing but qualification attributed to the abstract formless reality Brahma. Therefore, kaschana na atyeti tad atyeti. Nothing goes beyond that absolute formless attribute reality Brahma. It means Hiranyagarbha also is not somebody, something different from Brahma, other than Brahma. Even though Brahma is not Hiranyagarbha, Hiranyagarbha is nothing but a qualification attributed to that Brahma. From the standpoint of the subtle aspects, which enjoy existence, which become functional, which become sensual, which become conscious, all that title is attributed to Brahma. Therefore, there's nothing which exists outside of, independent of, beyond the Brahma. As Brahman is beyond everything. There's nothing which is beyond Brahma. So what? Yetad vaitat. Yetad means this. This, the third person singular pronoun, this etad, stands for the abstract, formless, attributeless reality arrived at as a group of the knower, I, obtaining as the content of I, the pure knowledge, pure awareness, pure consciousness is implied by the term etad. And this abstract, formless, pure consciousness, pure knowledge, arrived at as the nearest self, arrived at as the truth of I, truth, okay, implies this third person single pronoun, this is nothing but the same abstract, formless reality implied by the term Brahma, obtaining the truth of the entirety of the cosmos. Truth of the Ishwara, Antaryamishwara, Hiranyagarbheshwara, and Radishwara. Let us see the Bhashyam now. Yatascha. So yataha cha yatascha. Yasma, yataha is equal to yasmat, from whom, because of whom. So yasmat, yataha is equal to yasmat. Yasmat is a relative pronoun. Fifth case of yad or yaha. Yasmat yaha pranaha, yam pranam yena pranena, yasya yasmai pranaya, yasmat pranat, yasmat pranat udeti. So that Ishwara, which Ishwara, that Lord who has this name Hiranyagarbha, from that Lord Hiranyagarbha alone, pranaha here means Hiranyagarbha. Why? Samashti pranaha Hiranyagarbha. All the physiological functions are because constitute what? Hiranyagarbha. So yasmat prana, only because of the Hiranyagarbheshwara in the form of physiological functions, the gross universe, this all the powers can be functional, mind can be functional, so that perception can take place. Therefore, the world can become the known, thereby can have the status of being existed. So it is said what now? Pranat udeti uttishtati, rises. What? Suryaha. So it only because of, only from Hiranyagarbheshwara, sun rises. Astam nimlochanam yatra. Astam means nimlochanam. Nillochanam. Nimlochanam is nillochanam. Means astam set. Nillochanam. Yatra yasminnevacha. In whom? In Hiranyagarbha alone. Who is Hiranyagarbha? Hiranyagarbha is Samashti Pranaha. Because of whom? From whom alone sun rises. And in whom alone the sun sets. In whom alone sun sets. Yasminnevacha prane. Sunsets. When ahani ahani gachati. Every day, sun rises, sunsets, sun rises, sunsets. Sun, does sun rise and set? No. Which means, the seeming sun rising happens, the seeming sunsetting happens, only because of the Hiranyagarbha. So sun stands for the entity of the gross universe. I mean, the entity of the gross universe comes into manifestation from Hiranyagarbha. Again, it becomes resolved also in Hiranyagarbha only. When you wake up in the morning, when you wake up, aham, when there's knowledge of self-existence, then there's knowledge of the existence of the world, then the world enjoys the status of being existed. When you remain not knowing your own existence in sleep, the world also loses status of being existent, because there's no knowledge of the existence of the world also. So what does it mean? That's why ahani ahani, every day, day after day, nigachati. Ahani ahani gachati, ahani ahani gachati. In whom alone the whole jagat becomes comes into manifestation, again the whole jagat resolves. Sun rises and sun sets in whom? From Hiranyagarbha, sun comes into manifestation, sun rises, in Hiranyagarbha, sun sets. The entity of the gross universe comes into manifestation from Hiranyagarbha, again it becomes resolved in Hiranyagarbha. தம் பிராணம் ஆத்மானம், தம் பிராணாத்மானம் ஆர் பிராணமாத்மானம் தேவாகா, தம் பிராணமாத்மானம் தேவாகா அக்னியாதயா அதிதெய்வம் வாகாதயா அத்யாத்மம். ஓகே, தம் பிராணம் ஆத்மானம், ஹூ இஸ் பிராணாத்மா? ஹிரண்யகர்ப்பர் பிராணாத்மா. அனதர் நேம் ஆஃப் ஹிரண்யகர்ப்பர் இஸ் பிராணாத்மா. தம் சமஷ்டி பிராணம் ஆத்மானம் மீன்ஸ் சப்தம் ஹிரண்யகர்ப்பம் தேவாகா அக்னியாதயா ஆல் அதி தெய்வம் மீன்ஸ் அதிஷ்டான தேவதாஸ் த பிரிசைடிங் டெய்டிஸ். அதி தெய்வம் இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு தேவதாஸ், பிரிசைடிங் டெய்டிஸ் அதிஷ்டான தேவதாஸ். அதிஷ்டான தேவதாஸ் பிரிசைடிங் டெய்டிஸ் சச்சாஸ் அக்னி எக்ஸெட்ரா. டோன்ட் கெட் கன்ஃபியூஸ்ட், அக்னி விச் ஹூ ஹஸ் மென்ஷன்ட் பிஃபோர், தட் அக்னி இஸ் டிஃபரண்ட். தட் அக்னி இஸ் ஸ்பெசிஃபிக்லி இன்வோக்ட் அஸ் விராட், அக்னி ரிமைனிங் யூஸ்ட் ஃபார் பர்ஃபார்மிங் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ், பட் திஸ் அக்னி ஹியர் இஸ் தி எலிமெண்ட் அக்னி. சோ அக்னி தேவதா, அக்னி இஸ் லுக்ட் அப்பான் ஆஸ் அதிஷ்டான தேவதா ஆஃப் வாகிந்திரியம். சோ ஹியர் அக்னி ஆதயக மீன்ஸ், அக்னி ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஆதயக மீன்ஸ் ஆல் தி பிரிசைடிங் தேவதாஸ், ஆல் தி அதிஷ்டான தேவதாஸ் சச் அஸ் அக்னி எக்ஸெட்ரா ஆல் ஆஃப் தம். தென் சமஷ்டி தேவதாக வாகாதயாச்ச அத்யாத்மம் அண்ட் ஆல் தி சட்டில் பவர்ஸ் pertaining to the individuals, all subtle powers pertaining to the individuals, such as the power of the organ of speech known as vagindriyam, etc. Vagadayaha. Vagadayaha means what? All the subtle powers, such as the power of organ of speech, etc., pertaining to the individuals, sarve, all of them. When you said devatas, all the indriyana are included there. Adhyatmam is included in the adhidaivam. Don't need to mention. But still, Shankar Bhagavatpada, just for us to understand, he really separates them. Vagadayaha adhyatmam, agnyadayaha adhidaivam, sarve, all of them, arahaiva, vishve, அராகைவ ரத்தநாபௌ அர்ப்பிதாஹ சம்ப்ரவேஷிதாஹ. ஆல் தி தேவதாஸ் ஆர் பேஸ்ட் ஆன், டிபெண்டன்ட் ஆன் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பேஸ்வரா ஃபார் தர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், for their survival, for their being capable of functioning, for their, okay, they are dependent, which means what? All of them constitute Hiranyagarbha. How they are dependent? Example is given here. Ratha nabhau araha means spokes. Spokes of the wheel. See, the rim of the wheel is like rim of the gross universe is like the rim of the wheel. There can't be a wheel without rim, isn't it? The gross universe is like the rim of the wheel. And the rim of the wheel is supported by the spokes. And the spokes are supported by the central axis. Na, ratha nabihi. Ratha nabihi means what? Ratha chakra nabihi. Ratha nabi means ratha chakra nabihi. The navel of the wheel of the chariot, the navel of the wheel of the chariot. We need the word ratha, okay? The navel of the wheel of the wheel is what? The central axle, isn't it? Therefore, Vishve Araha, okay, Sarve Vishve. So all the devatas, all the indriyani, all the powers, all of them are dependent on the Hiranyagarbha. So they're given to Hiranyagarbha. Like what? Like the spokes of the wheel, we support the rim of the wheel, themselves are dependent on the central nabhi, chakra nabhi, the navel of the wheel, the central part. Arpita means what? Sampraveshitaha means they are fixed to sampraveshitaha. All these spokes of the wheel are connected to, fixed to the central hub of the wheel. It means when sthitikale means what? When the universe is sustained, when the universe comes into manifestation, then afterwards the universe is existing without, before universe becomes resolved, after it becomes into manifestation, until it becomes resolved, that period is called sthiti kalaha. During the continuous existence of the universe, during the period of the existence of the universe, the gross universe, during the period of the existence of the gross universe, in the waking state, the gross universe, which is like the rim of the wheel, is dependent on the spokes of the wheel for its support, and which are themselves dependent on the hub of the wheel, the hub of the wheel for their support. Similarly here, that all the devatas, the samashti devataha, vyashti indriyani, vyashti prana, samashti prana, all of them are dependent on Hiranyagarbha for their survival, for their existence, for their function. Okay. Now, saha api brahmaiva, and who is that Hiranyagarbha? Depending upon whom all the devatas exist, all the indriyanis survive, and thereby depending upon whom the entire gross universe exists, survives. Who is that Hiranyagarbha? Come on, saha brahmaiva, saha api brahmaiva. That Hiranyagarbha is just the qualification, the title attributed to the abstract formless reality, pure knowledge, pure awareness implied with the term Brahma. So Saguna Ishwaraha Hiranyagarbha Swarupat Nirgunam Brahmaiva. Saguna Ishwaraha Hiranyagarbha Nirgunam Brahmaiva. Attributeless reality, Brahman alone. Brahman is not Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is Brahma. So that great Hiranyagarbha, exalted Hiranyagarbha, Sarvashti Prana Hiranyagarbha, because of whose presence alone all the devatas exist, all the totality of powers exist, individual powers exist, become conscious, sentient, functional, and that Hiranyagarbha is like the hub of the wheel, central hub of the wheel, depending upon whom alone the spokes of devatas and indriyani survive. And depending upon which devatas, which are like what like spokes, the rim of the wheel in terms of the gross universe enjoys existence, surveys. It means the gross universe is dependent on subtle manifest, gross manifestation, dependent on subtle manifestation, subtle manifestation, nothing but manifestation of Antaryamishvara. Antaryamishvara another than Brahma, therefore Hiranyagarbha another than Brahma. Sahapi Brahmaiva. The word Vishwa here means Hiranyagarbha. See, I want to tell you one thing. Here we look at the devatas, all the devatas put together is Hiranyagarbha. We talk about 10 powers, Dasha Indriyani, 5 subtle powers which serve as instruments of knowledge, organs of knowledge. 5 subtle powers which serve as instruments of actions. And all 10 powers are individual powers, Indriyani, Dasha Indriyani. The totality of each power is what? Devata. So we have Adhishtana Devatas. Respective Adhishtana Devata, the presiding deity of each power, nothing but totality of each power. All the powers, individually or totally, can be functional, can only when they're energized. For them to become energized, there must be pranas. See, pranas are functional, means energy is distributed. When food is eaten, they become converted into energy. Energy is now 5 physiological functions. The pranas are functional. The function is what? Ishvara. The pranas are functional only then eyes can see, ears can hear, nose can smell, tongue can taste, mind can think, intellect can know. We're very hungry, cannot eat any food. The pranas are non-functional. You be very weak and tired. Eyes cannot see, ears cannot hear, mind cannot think. Understand? Nothing can happen. Therefore, it is said, even though Samashti Devatas are Hiranyagarbha, we said, Samashti Pranaha Hiranyagarbha now is now dependent upon by all the devatas and Indriyani. Very beautiful, isn't it? Only when they are functional, the external, the perception is possible, knowledge is possible, external world can, has its existence. That is why rim of the wheel is dependent on the spokes of the wheel. Spokes of the wheel are dependent on the hub, central hub of the wheel. And Hiranyagarbha is a central hub. And that Hiranyagarbha, who's supportive of the devatas and Indriya, which are like spokes, and the external world, gross universe, which is the rim of the world, is another than Brahma. Okay. Tadi etat sarvatmakam Brahma. Tadi etat sarvatmakam Brahma. So that absolute reality, abstract truth, formless reality, the truth of the entirety of the cosmos, the only reality implied by the term Brahma, which is the only self of all the beings, only self of everything, which alone in the form of everything is what? Is nothing but this abstract reality obtaining as the content of I, indicated by the third person singular pronoun etad, meaning the nearest self. But what? You are that Brahma. You are that Brahma, abstract reality, the reality of the whole, which is, which alone is in the form of Hiranyagarbha. So you are not different from Ishvara. Tadu na atyeti. Tad u na atyeti. So here tad means what? That Ishvara here, that antar, that Hiranyagarbheshvara, that Hiranyagarbha, that Ishvara Hiranyagarbheshvara, the only support, the only support of all the devatas, who lends existence to all the devatas and powers, subtle powers, thereby who lends, who creates the external world, who brings external gross universe into manifestation, who creates the gross universe, who lends existence to the gross universe, that Hiranyagarbha, na atyeti. Tadna atyeti. So Hiranyagarbha tadna atyeti does not go beyond the attributeless, formless reality, Brahman. Then what does it mean? Is non-different from that Brahma. Which Brahma? Attributeless, formless reality, which alone is in the form of the self of everything, the essential nature of everything. Sarvatmakam. Tad atmakatam danyatvam na gacchati. Atmakata means what? Does not lose the status of having the Brahman as the self. Okay? Hiranyagarbha does not lose the status of having the Brahman as the self. It means what? The self of Hiranyagarbha. Swarupa of Hiranyagarbha. The truth of Hiranyagarbha is that attributeless Brahma. Atmakata means having the status of, enjoying the status of having Brahman as the self. Okay. Anyatvam nagacchati. It means what? Tadanyatvam nagacchati. Hiranyagarbha does not become different from that Brahman. Hiranyagarbha is non-different from that Brahma. Okay. It is like illuminator is non-different from light. When I say, what does it mean? Illuminator is non-different from the light. Means what? Illuminator is light. Though the light is not the illuminator. Light is not the illuminator. But the illuminator is light itself. They're not two different things. What is illuminator then? Why this different name? Illuminator is only just the non-substantial name attributed to the only substance called light. Illuminator has no substance other than the light. Illuminator is a qualification attributed to the light from the standpoint of the illumined. Illuminator is non-different from the light. Similarly, Hiranyagarbha, the creator, is non-different from Brahma. Creator, non-different from the attributeless reality. Hiranyagarbha is Brahma. Non-different. Atada ananyatvam gacchati, tadanyatvam na gacchati, kaschana kaschidapi. Nothing. None. Never. None. Never. Becomes different from the Brahma. So Hiranyagarbha does not become different at all from reality. Anytime. As anything. As prana, as indriyam, as devata, as the creator, Hiranyagarbha, as anything, never different from the formless, attributeless reality, Brahma. So what? Etadvaitat, and that Brahma, that absolute, abstract, formless, attributeless reality, implied the term Brahma, is here as the truth of I, the knower, nearest self, aham brahma asmi. You are that Brahma who alone is in the form of Hiranyagarbhaishvara. You are that Brahma who alone is in the form of Antaryamishvara. You are that Brahma who alone is in the form of Viradeshwara. You are that Brahma. So, the Brahman is this nearest self, this nearest truth is that Brahma. Okay. Class is over. 10th mantra I have to start.
Swamiji,
in the
previous verse, in the Bhashyam, it said, Tadeva Prakritam Brahma.
Yeah.
Just wondering what the meaning of Prakritam was.
Yeah, Prakritam means Brahma gender discussion. Prakritam means that which under discussion. Because that is the absolute reality which under discussion, which is only object of interest for Nachiketas. All of us. See, all of us are interested in the absolute reality Brahma. Why? Because that is the reality which has been discovered by us. Because we are all interested only in our moksha. And that Brahman is under discussion now. Understand? The whole Upanishad, the main topic under discussion is what? Absolute reality Brahma. This Upanishad is called Brahma Vidya, isn't it? So Prakritam means that which is under discussion. We'll continue tomorrow. Okay? Om. पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ